Gemara in Nazir and in Hyrius. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. La'olam Yasik Adam. I think it's more famous than the Masechet as it sounds. La'olam Yasik Adam Mitayr Uva Mitzvis Afila Shalay Lishma. Right? Pretty well known. Shamitayr Shalay Lishma Balishma. From where do we learn this? From this week's parish. Shabizchar Mem Beis Karbonis. Shehikriv Balakarasha. Balakarasha brought 42 karbonis throughout the entire parsha. Three times he did 14, you know, 7 and 7, right? Shiva parim and Shiva elim, I think, each time. Or 7 cows and 7 elim. That's 14. And then he did it 3 times. So it's 42 karbonis. He was, and that was shalei lishma. That was in order to curse Klal Yisrael. Zoch av yotzim men rus. Right? He was zoich that rus came out of him. The Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Rus, Bas Benoy Shel Eglon, Melech Malav Haisa. She was a granddaughter from Eglon. And Eglon was a grandson of Balak. So Memela, he got that Zuchus because of the Karbonis, even though it was Shalei Lishma. Okay, now as an aside, there's a question from the Balei HaTosfos here. That L'chayra, something's no good, because who was Balak? He was a Moyavi? He was a Midyani. Rashi in the beginning of the Parsha. So, Frekta Balei HaTosfos, how does this work? If Balak was from Midian, did you ask me this kasha? Somebody asked me this kasha this year. No, not this year? Okay, somebody, I can't remember who, asked me this question.
I'll take credit.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So I'll go funny. If he's a Nidyani, so how could it doesn't flow? Because then if it's his granddaughter, then she should end up being a Nidyani. And everybody knows that Ruth was a Moavi. That's the whole story with Ruth and David and the whole thing. So that's his kasha. So he says that the story must be that Balak really was a Moavi. And what Rashi's talking about is that he moved to Midian. And he became a Gantz, a big macher over there, and he became a Nasi there. And then they schlepped him back to hometown like that. That's what he wants to be Mechadish, to answer the Kasha. The Marsha also asked the Kasha in Saita, and he says, Machlek is Midrashim. Meaning that according to Rashi, according to the Medrash that Rashi says that he was a Midyani, he wasn't Ruth's Aiden. In a Hanami, then Ruth had a different grandfather. This Medrash disagrees. That's what he says. And the Ma'arit says a really Geshmakazach. He says, who is a Moyavi? When Hashem said, Lo Yavoi Amoinu Umoyavi Bikal Hashem. Who? So he says, it means any person who was a citizen of Moav when Hashem said that. We didn't tell everybody, bring your shtar yichsin in the country of Moav, yeah? Okay, let me see if your Gruzeda is Moav. They didn't check everybody to see where do you come from. Because, right, Light's daughter was Moav, right? So they checked you. They said, okay, do you have Yisr Moyavi? Let me see your Shtar Yuchsin. Do you come from Lloyd's daughter, Moyav, over there? They didn't do that. He says, what they did was, they said, if you're a citizen of Moyav now, you're a Moyavi. All your Enik Lach are Moyavis now. None of you. And he says, it's Svaradik, he says, because what's the Aldvar Shalai Kidmu? We don't care on your Shtar Yuchsin. Aldvar Shalai Kidmu, whoever was there, right? He says, Memela, Balak, he says, is the biggest Ma'achroi of everybody. I don't care if you come from Midian. You're the king. You for sure should have been Kidmu, right? You for sure should have been Kidmu. So Memela, you're in it. So you see an important thing here, that the Ma'arit says something which sounds very mistaver, but everyone else disagreed with it. The Marsha and the Balei HaTosfos said, no, it's only if you come from Moyav. If you don't come from Moyav, you're not a Moyavi. And I could say a little pshat in it from, I'm sure it's in the Chazal, but I just remember seeing in the Leib Eliyahu. He says, Why was Hashem so angry at them? Why were they supposed to kidmu? Because Hakar Satayv back.
Right.
Yeah, you because Avram saved the Lot, right? So that's who. So Mimela, if the guy's just a citizen, so I'm a citizen. Why should I bring up food? The people who the Taina was really the real Moyavis. The ones from Moyav. So you see here important machlokes.
Isn't there some who say that just like a guy can become a bear and become a yid, so also a Moyav can assume the identity
of a... So Rav Yosef Engel says that I hold that a Moyavi means anybody who's a citizen of Moyav anytime. Which, in other words, if let's say in 1993 you moved to Moyav and you live there permanently, then you're a Moyavi. But then I don't have how you could say that. Yeah.
Moyavi came and told him, no.
You're okay. Right. So that's, I don't understand how, I don't know how to answer that. I mean, this person was a Moyavi and he wants to know if he's Mutar Bakal. They said, yeah, you're okay because nowadays everyone's mixed anyways. Well, I know where I live though.
No, you have to want to assume. It's not just living.
Melech, you mean. Oh. Well, he says, you're Beis Chodesh. You live there, you're Beis Chodesh, you're a Moyavi.
Answer by a Moloch, right? After Shaul killed everybody, then. Broken Lady, we talk about a Moloch. Where'd they come from?
Ah.
People assume that
you're saying maybe only okay, so that could maybe work. But how he says,
I asked Rav Chaim, can you ask this question?
Oh, this very question?
This very question.
Yeah.
Can you be Megayer to be a Moavi? Or what was Rav Shat with Rus? So he answered it on the envelope, so he wrote back online. He says, Minasichi Moavi. And Moloch was, even though it says that he was one of the princes of Midian, but he originally came from Moab.
Also, he's saying this. He means Bali Taisus. Moshe is the king of Bali Taisus. Oh, that's what he meant. Very good. Okay. So he's so Bekitzer. So we're saying over three terutzim on the question. One is that he was Moyav Midian Moyav. The other answer is Taketz Machlekes Marsha, or the Maritz Teretz that if at the time you're Moyav. Now the Moshe of Zakenim says another Teretz. He says, even though it keeps on saying ben binoy, everyone's a binoy, it could be it's lav davka. It could be that there was a daughter in the line. And Mimela, even if let's say Balak was a Midian, right? But let's say maybe his great-granddaughter, right, his son-in-law, or anywhere in the line, switched over to Moyav. That's what you could say. But I just want to remind the Olam that we talked about this in Megillah and in Chagiga. Both Mesechtas, whether Ben Benoy is Davke, or Ben Benoy could have a daughter in there. So first I'll say Chagiga, because we did Chagiga first, and then I'll say Megillah. In Chagiga we had it in Taisus. It says that when Nebuchadnezzar, the Gemara says on around Yud Gimel and Aleph, something like Berech, so Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm going to go up Al Bamasayol, I'm going to fight with Hashem, Edmula Elyon, I'm going to be like the Elyon. So Hashem said, Yotzabaskol, you, Nebuchadnezzar, Ben Benoy shall Nimrod Arasha. You're a Ben Benoy of Nimrod. So Frektois Akasha, sorry, Chien. He's a Ben Benoy of Nimrod, but Nimrod's father was Cush. The Kush Yolad is Nimrod, Parshas Noach, and Nebuchadnezzar was not a Kush. So Zokter Turi Evin, no, it was Nebuchadnezzar. It was a Nimrod's son-in-law. It was an Enikol
from a daughter.
So there you have it. So you see that Taisvis holds that Ben Benoy is Davka, and Turi Evin wanted to say Zlav Davka. That was the first time we bumped into it. And then we bumped into it in Megillah. We wanted to bring a raya to Taisus. Why? Well, Bukhar, a really good raya we had. The Gemara brings like this, on Yud Dalet. The Gemara says that Chuldo HaNeviah was a Ben Benoy of Yeshua. So the Gemara says, Aini, how could that be? it says that Chuldo Hanavia was Ben Benoya Brachov. So Kash is Vos. Ich bin ein Enikol von 100 Dimension. Yeah? Is it, I'm an Enikol from the Chassam Sofer, and I'm an Enikol from Chveis. Rabbi Kiveger, yeah? Stira, or whatever, right? Okay, that's too easy, right? But you know what I mean? And I'm an Enikol of this year. Das a Kasha? Ich bin an Enikol von 100 Dimension. What kind of Kasha is the Gemara saying? Right? Is L'choy Araya Brura from the Gemara that since it says Ben Benoy, it has to be only sons. So the Gemara is saying, now how could that be? How could it be all sons in a line from Yeshua and all sons in a line from Rachav? So the Gemara gives the answer that Yeshua made Rachav, which is perfect. But if Ben Benoy could be a daughter, then the Gemara has mamish garnished. So l'chayr, it's a raya brewer from the Gemara that it's Ben Benoy Davke. But, so it sounds very good, but then you go a line later and then you get Tsaris. Because then the Gemara has a kasha, but I thought Yeshua didn't have any sons. So the Gemara says, yeah, but he had daughters. Hi, bye. So then the whole thing is messed up, right? So then it, Behechich Ben Benoy was a daughter. So what's going on? So the best we had was that you have to say that normal, the rugel is that Ben Benoy is sons. So at the beginning, if not, then b'di'evid, it could mean a daughter.
Maybe it could be a daughter up to a certain amount of generations.
Oh, like, how would we do that?
I'm just saying, in other words, because that's considered up to five generations, that's considered a curve. After five generations, not a curve. So if you have... Yeshua,
you mean like a still more connected
right.
If it's earlier on.
There's a halachic connection as opposed to at fifth
And then it's not connected. Okay, I don't know. Al-Kapani, you see, at least at the end of the day, you have another example in the Gemara where it was Ben Benoy, there was a daughter in there. Okay, so Bekitzer, that is all the answers on that question. Okay, now we'll get to the main inyan that we want to go into. The question is like this. There's a you see in this Gemara that even a goy has this concept of mitoich shelo lishma bal lishma, because the whole makor is from Balak, that he brought the korban shelo lishma, and he was bal lishma, and he got tzchar, and the Marashah explains that what it means here bal lishma. What's the idea? That he brought the korban shelo lishma. But out of him came Rus, whose children were David and Shlomo, who brought Karbanos Lishma. So from his Shlomo Lishma, it came out of Lishma.
And that's all Mida Kanagamida,
yes. Well, Mitoich Shlomo, right. Since you do a mitzvah.
What's Mida Kanagamida to have Rus?
Well, the way the Marshal is looking at it is at the end, Karbanos came out. Since you brought Karbanos, you're Einikalachar going to bring Karbanos. That's how the Marv is chus that you brought, even though you brought them shloi lishma, and they're going to bring it even lishma. So the first thing I want to start is with the question I saw Rabbi Krasner asked to Kasha. He said, "Isn't this a stira to the Gemara in Bava Basra?" The Gemara says over there, famous Gemara also, tzedaka teroy meim goy, v'chesed l'umim chatos. That when you didn't give tzedaka. It's Meroimim the great, Meroimim the nation. But when the Umayis do tzedakah, it's a chet. Why? Because chesed she'umayis tzedakah v'chol chesed tzedakah v'chesed she'umayis akumayisim chetu lahem she'ein amayisim elalis gadol boy. They only do it for their own purposes. And the Gemara says, a pasuk, that when they donated money for the Beis HaMikdash, they said, we're donating money because we want you to daven for the king's life and the king's children's life. So it is all for their own good. So, and therefore it's a sin. So I thought you told me that by goyim also it's a mitzvah. It's like it says, lo oilam yasek adam b'toyro mitzvah afilo shloi lishma, and you get a zchus out of it and Balak gained from it. So then according to that, if the goyim give tzedakah shloi lishma, L'chayr, it should be good and not bad. So he says a poshut answer. It's mamish poshut.
Weren't they even allowed to
Well, they donated money.
No, I mean,
Goyim can bring
carbon over.
So how could they even bring carbonas?
What do you mean? If they do it shalei lishma, you mean?
Yeah.
If they do it shalei lishma. Okay, well, I mean, it's kosher. It's kosher. I don't know. You know, it's, you want to know? Okay,
I'm
this what,
is
what?
Chetla.
Oh, it's gonna be chet. So okay, Mamash, you'll hear in a minute. So the drisha says, the answer is the drisha. Mamash, you read the page of Gemara, you see it yourself. But the drisha zoktas, but it's right in the Gemara. He says, but it says beferish on that same page of Gemara that it was a zechus for the goyim, the tzedakah they gave.
But even if a yid, I don't understand why they held to a different standard than a yid. If a yid gets stuck up in Ashriach Lemini,
oh, that the Gemara, the Gemara asks your kasha.
Right.
The Gemara asks, ah, if a yid says Amin Ashriach Yabini, are you tzadik gomer? So why are they achatos? So the Gemara answers, ha Yisrael, ha ba'akum. So what's, why is that true? Oh, so Taisus has a pshat and the Ramah has. I'll say it. Taisus, the pshat is because the guy, if it doesn't work out at the end, he regrets and he wants his money back. So therefore, it's a chafas. The Jew, he really wants to do it. You know, okay, halavai should even be, you know, but that's Taisus' pshat, and the Ramah says the pshat is because the yid vos vilershay, and vilolam haba. He wants a son who will learn Torah. He wants a son who's going to do mitzvahs. So that's out of gum. A guy was villain, not chabisol, you know, chalent, that or not chalent, whatever they.
Averis.
So Mimela, that's the Ramaz pshat in the chilik. But either way, that's a Gemara. So frek the drisha. But if you read the page in Gemara, it says on the page over there that you shouldn't let goyim give tzedakah because then you're giving them zechus. And it says bivoyshti ketzirati shavarna. Right, you should make it that they dry out of their zechusin, and you shouldn't let them get zechusin. So, frank the drisha nuvazokstu. I thought you told me it's bad. So, either I take more tzedakah to get more aveiris. So, zok the drisha teretz is avada. It's a mitzvah. It's just saying they're also doing a chet. That's all. That the avada. It's not saying they only are doing a chet. Avada, they're getting a mitzvah, but there's a chet in there because they just do it for the wrong reasons. So, okay, so Memela is no problem. Avada bolak dirchet. That's what the answer to the question is. Avadi did it for the wrong reasons, and Avadi, it's a chet what he did. But Lamaisa, it's also Zechus, and he got Rus from the Zechus pack.
So then you can't learn the Tashim Shabbat from there.
How's that?
By Yisrael, then it's not
okay, well, it could be a Kavachimer then. Ma'adach even bolak. Right? That a guy that he has good and bad. And even then,
you
right? So, you, for sure, okay. Oh, so now, but I want to ask another question. The other question is, but how then do we explain the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? The Gemara says that Hashem L'Asadom is going to say, "Whoever was Isaac in the Torah, come and get your schar," right? And then it goes through all the countries, right? So Rome and this one and that one says, "We built cities, countries. This we conquered this, all for the Yidden, right?" So give us schar. So Hashem says, no, you did it all for yourself, so you get nothing. And then it says, Yotzu b'pachi nefesh. So maybe give them a little patch, but they also get schar.
It never comes to Lashma, though.
Excuse me?
It never comes to Lashma. This is the last love, it's too late. There's Lashma, they never got to the next stage.
Well, I mean, but the way it seems to be working is that it says that it will come. What happened? Why didn't it come?
Why didn't it come?
So I have two answers to give on the question. The first answer is a nice answer, but the second one's a better answer. Well, I still want to say the first answer also. First answer I want to say is that it says in the Ramban, it's really from Gemara, that when you do a mitzvah shalei shema, you get tzchar. But if your shaloi lishma was a worldly shaloi lishma, in other words, you wanted it for something that you wanted to happen in Olam Hazeh, then you only get your schar in Olam Hazeh. In other words, if a guy, he says, he gives out klar, so let's say a guy does mitzvahs because he wants to live long. So then Hashem will make him live long, he'll get his schar, but up there he's gone. He's nothing left over there. He's paid off. Hashem doesn't pay you in Olam Haba, you know, and Pashtus, it comes from two Gemaras, what he's saying. One Gemara is in Shabbos, right? Lamai Minimba Oyrech Yomim. That means if you do it Lishma, you get Oyrech Yomim. V'las mas me'ilim ba Oyshev Kavod. The people who do it Shaloi Lishma, they get riches and Kavod. And it says in the Mefarshim there, Oyrech Yomim means like, you know, Le'yoyim Shakur Le'y Oruch. But if you're Las Me'ilim, you're doing Shaloi Lishma, you get Oyshev, you get riches, you get Kavod. Right. Or there's another Gemara also which the Chafetz Chaim brings. The Gemara in Mokim Shenoagu. Kosev Echad Oymer Me'al Shamayim Chasdecha. Because of Echad Oymer Ad Shamayim Chasdecha. Loikashio Ho Da Asid Lishma. Ho David Shaloi Lishma. Zok the Chafetz Chaim. It's saying if you want to get paid below the heaven before the person when he's down here, then he could, that's the Shaloi Lishma. You want to get paid up there, Lishma. Oh, the Ramah. Okay, I hear it should be totally in there. Right. So it does say, Karen Kamas Loilam Haba, but according to this, if he did it, Lishma. But if he did it, Shak Shaloi Lishma. When it says you get Karen Kayemis Lo Ilam Haba for, you know, what you say in the morning. So, but according to this, it depends. That's if he did it, Lishma.
So, Schar Mitzvah Havalaka means he wants Lossid Lava.
The real Schar is Lossid Lava if you did it, Lishma. So, Oibazoi, that was Lossid Lava. That was Lossid Lava. That was an Ilam Haba, right? So, Mimela over there, they want Schar now. Hashem said, okay, very good. You did Shalai Lishma. Maybe it came to Lishma, whatever. Very good. Everything's there, good. But you don't get paid now. You get, whatever it was, you got paid already. Maybe that's why you won all your wars, and that's why you had all your commerce and all that. That was, you got all paid up now, it's garnished. You didn't do anything Lishma. You don't get paid now.
So going back to the Gemara of Arizara, so by the Romans, the Shalai Lishma,
right?
They got their, where was the, where did it come out?
So they were paid. Hashem's
in this world.
In this
so,
world, right?
I was Balak Zaycha to Rus.
You mean, well, maybe they also got some tzaddikim came out from them. Maybe in a Hanami.
Unkulus.
Okay, right. Unkulus.
No, I'm saying why was Balak? I'm saying why was Balak, why was he Zaycha to more Lishma? Why did he get a better word, a word Lishma? If he was also Shaloi Lishma.
Well, you do. If you do Shaloi Lishma,
right,
it will produce a Lishma. So let's say, I don't know, Rome made cities Shaloi Lishma and all that. Maybe they produced some Gerim, I don't know, from Rome that were Lishma or something. But now, you want to collect now, right? Hashem says, let's go, whoever wants Chai right now. Right? So you come with your Shaloi Lishma, nothing doing. We don't pay Shaloi Lishma now. That was the first Teretz. But I have much simpler Teretz, I think is more true. The Teretz is very poshut. If you do a mitzvah and you do it Shaloi Lishma, you get paid. But if you do a reshus, then in order to turn it into a mitzvah, you have to do it Lishma. Otherwise, it won't be a mitzvah. What did they make? What did they do? Stop mitzvah's essay to make highways? Stop mitzvah's essay to make stores? So they tied it. We have an altsketan for the Yidin, right? Made airplanes for the Yidin. We made highways for the Yidin. You know the famous Brisker Rav. He says, they wouldn't lie in front of Hashem's face. But they see it's true. When it comes to Asid Lohan, they see everything was for the Yidin. Right? They see, he brings the whole Rambam down, that the Rambam says, every single thing in the world is really for, somewhere is going to be for Avodas Hashem, and so on. So they see it. So they say, Avodas Hashem, what's us? That's us. We made everything for the Yidin. But you didn't do it for the Yidin. So the pshat is those things is only a mitzvah if you do it for the Yidin, or else it's nishka mitzvah. There's no essay of making an airplane. So Mimela's pashat answer. Mamash is a pashat answer.
And
Karbonis
Ara
mitzvah.
That could be
Shalai Lishma. Simple answer. And that also answers the same question another person asked me. Also from Avodah Zarah, he said that it says that Oig told Avram, you know, that his nephew is captured, and he did it. Right, he brings in Shaloi Lishma, so he should die and he'll marry Sarah, and then he's got his chus, and Moshe was all scared. So he asked me, what's the difference between Oig and what Hashem told the goyim in Avodah Zarah? Hashem told the goyim, you did it all for yourself. I'm not giving you any schar. So Oig was doing it for himself. same teretz. Over there, he was doing a legitimate mitzvah. He's telling you information to save a life. So that's an official mitzvah. But over there, okay, very good. So now comes the next kasha. Frek, Rashi, and Tosfos, the same kasha.
Well, did he save the life of someone who then came from him, somebody who
invented Shlomo Shmuel? He saved... He eventually... but he also said...
What did he do Shlomo Shmuel?
He got from his Shalei Shema or Shalei Lishma. Okay. But then eventually he got to Lishma with Gora. Yeah. Okay. So now, Frek Rashi and Taisis Akasha and Brachas Yid Zayin, how could it say, Lo Oilam Yasek Adam, B'Toyer Mitzvahs Shalei Lishma, Shamitayich Shalei Lishma, Balishma. But the Gemara in Brachas says, Amar Rava, Tachlis Chachma, the Tachlis of Chachmas HaTorah, Tshuva Maisim Toivim. Shalo Yehe Adam Koyre Vishoine. A person shouldn't learn Chumash and Mishnais. Umevait Bavi Vimoi. Umevait his father, Umevait his mother, Rabbi Sav. Umevishu who got all me men of a Chachma of a minion. Shenemar. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem Seichel Toiv Lechol Oisehem. Le Oisim Loinemar. It doesn't say it will be Seichel Toiv for the Oisim. It says Oisehem. Elo lo isehem, what does it mean? Lo isim lishma. Only if you do them lishma. I don't know exactly how you darshan it out from isehem, that it means a loshen, you do them, like lishem them. That's why it says isehem. Veloi lo isim shaloi lishma. Vechol ha isa shaloi lishma. Noyach loi shaloi nivra. So in this Gemara it says, right, it's very bad, and if he does it shaloi lishma, then it's better he shouldn't even be born. And you learned it from this pasuk. Frek Tosfos and Rashi, stira. But there it says you should do it, and you're going to get to lishma. And here it's saying it's so bad. And for Rashi and Tosfos, it depends what your kavanah, your bad kavanah is. If it was right, sheyechabduhu. If he wants kavod, he should do it. But if it's lekanter, then it's takenoch shaloi nivra. And meaning like the example that Rava gave, that he learns and he's mavai baboisav and everybody, that's like lekanter, that's the banker. And Azoi bring the shach lahalacha in Siman Reish Mem Vav Ois Yud Tes in Hilchus Torah in Hilchus Melamdim Torah Melamdim, and he says this Tosfos, but he says however there's one Tosfos that says a little differently. Which is Taisus in Makam Shinagu and Taisus on Daf Nun, and over there it says Va'oimeri, the Hosam Mairi, the bad kind, the Noach Shaloi Niver type, Kegoin Shaloi made Lehis Yahir, which sounds like Gaiva, right? And the Rosh Flush and Ulehis Poer, Ule Kanter Ule Kapechas Chaver Bahalacha. Okay, that's what it says in Taisvis in Makam Shinagul. Ve'en Eloi Me'en Almanas Lasus, and he's not learning to do. So it sounds like the main thing that he's saying is that L'chayra, Kavod, the one Taisvis says Kavod's good. That's the you should. The other Taisvis says Lis Yahir is no good. Is the bad type. But I want to Takas point out that I believe that you can divide it. Because in Bava Basra, you have a whole three Tanoim. Why do the Goyim give tzedakah? Why? So first goes, I think, Rabbi Eliezer. He says that the reason... I don't want to make the wrong names. Yeah, Rabbi Eliezer. They do it for Gedula. They want to be gross, covered. Rabbi Yeshua, they do it Shatimoshech Malchusa, because it's chus that they should have a long malchus. Rabbi Gamliel said they do it Lehis Yahir. V'chol Hamis Yahir Noifel Begehenim Shenemar Zeid Yohir Leit Shemoy Oisa Be'ever Zoder. So you see that the third one is, he said he's really bad. He's Lehis Yahir, he's going to go to Gehenim. So Vais Dois that you are a means that you're trying to put everyone else down. It's not Lis Gadol. If you want to become gross, that's that's not Aveira. But if you're doing it to knock the person, that is Lehisyahir. And that goes into Gehenna. So Memela, the two Tyson aren't all that different, right? Because to get covered is a good. But if it's to knock the other people, that's already like Lakantar. Okay, fine. Oh, you mean
it sounds like Mefurish,
if Mefurish that you shouldn't.
Right.
Okay, so you ask the Kasha, Tosis asked the Kasha in Psachim Anches, Amid Beis, and Tosis says he meant the Goyish way. Don't be Al Minos, on condition, like Al Tanai, meaning, and if I don't get it, I'm Mischaret. That's what he said he shouldn't do. Because that pak is a chatas. But if you do it, and you'll do it anyway, then it's good. And I think that's who it is. One of the other Rishonim right there, I think it's a Michtam, he says, the answer is, because Fartus Nishtazei Gevaldik. He says, Avare, we could call you a Tzadik Gomer, a Chassid, we won't call you. That's what he says. And Ovis is merely the Chassidusa. So you want to be a Chassid, you got to get a little better. That's what he says. So Frank, the Netziv Akasha, I don't understand how Tosis Pshat fits into the words of the Gemara. The words in the Gemara were lechol oisehem, right? Lo oisim lo neamar, elo lo oisehem. Lo oisim lishma, veloy lo oisim shloy lishma. He says, I don't hear how that fits into Tosis, because you're telling me that kavod is a gutazach, right? If you do it l'shem kavod, you should do it. Now I can't call that lishma. So then how does your pshat match the words? And to me, it sounds like the words are lishma, yeah, v'loy lo isim shloy lishma, and then you feel right, v'chol ho isa shloy lishma noyach lo shloy nivra. So how exactly are you going to read it according to Taisvis? I mean, lo isim lishma, and not lo isim shloy lishma, v'chol isa shloy lishma. Okay, so what you'll say according to Taisvis, the v'chol ho isa is not going on the, it's like not so good. So I want to answer pshat for Taisvis. Geboit ad the Gemara. In Erchin, the Gemara in Erchin says that, but what's better, Anova Lishma or Techocha Lishma, right? So the Gemara says Anova is the best. Anova Lishma is better than Techocha Lishma. So the Gemara says, okay, Anocha Shayel. Anova Shaloi Lishma against Techocha Lishma. What's better over here? Okay? Now here, I just want to say something, because I remember a lot of people talking about this. What do you mean, what's your case of Anova Shaloi Lishma? What's Anova Shaloi Lishma? Right, like you're doing shtick, you're pretending like you're Anov? It says in the Mesilas Yesharim that a person who's fooling that he's an Anov is the worst thing possible. So what's the case? So the answer is you have to look in Tosfos. I just want to say, Tosfos says the case was that a guy's insulting me and embarrassing me, and I'm being quiet. I'm being civil at all. And I'm doing it shaloi lishma. I'm not doing it l'shem shamayim mamish. I'm doing it because I know that then people will say, ooh, he's taka savla and he knows how to civil things. That's the case. So that case is a mitzvah. Why? Because being soivel is a mitzvah. The Mesilas Yesharim says if a guy acts like all like unavdik, right? There is no mitzvah if you don't mean it, right? If you act like, you know, chbinagardish, what mitzvah are you doing? You're not doing a mitzvah if you think you're great. So mamela, you're just doing an avla. But to be soivel bizoyan is taka mitzvah. So it's is a mitzvah even if you do it for shaloi lishma. Anyway, so the Gemara has a case. Anova shaloi lishma, is it better than techach? So the Gemara says, I'll be patient you the shayla, since it says lo oilam yasik adam b'toyra u'mitzvahs shaloi lishma shamitayich shaloi lishma balishma is memela, just like anova lishma is better than techach lishma, so too anova shaloi lishma is better. So the shayla is, who's the raya? That's a raya mukhrachas. I mean, Fine, so you'll get to Lishma, but I mean, it doesn't say clearly. That's not a Lachar Raya. Oh, so what I think you see from this Gemara is this really, I saw in the Emor of David Kronglass's Sefer, Chachma Musar, that the Pshat, the Gemara's learning is that the Shaloi Lishma will be considered Lishma. The Gemara, that's how the Gemara understands that if a person does a thing which is Shaloi Lishma, but we have a Chazal that when you do Shaloi Lishma, you're going to be Ba Lishma, then even the Shaloi Lishma is also considered Lishma. Alma, why? So he says, like we find by the Ben Soirer, that we say Nidain Al Shem Soifai, that the Torah says that even though he's only eating meat and wine now, but we're going to treat him like a Reitzeach, because that's where he's going. So Memeli's Nidain, so Alachas Kama Litzad Ha Toi, right? That we say, you're going to Lishma, because Mitoich Shaloi Lishma, Ba Lishma. So we're going to don you Lishma already. We're going to don you Lishma. So now the Gemara, based on what he's saying, I understand that's the Pshat in the Gemara in Erechim. The Gemara is saying that since it says that if you're Mitoich Shaloi Lishma, Ba Lishma, so we know that this Shaloi Lishma Dika Savlonis will lead you that you'll do it Lishma one day. So you're considered Lishma. Okay, so then if you're considered Lishma, then Avad, it's better, like we said, like the verse says, Lav mi amrit, anova Lishma is better than Teichach Lishma. Who adim zava shalai Lishma, da amar mar, Teich shalai Lishma ba Lishma. Because the memela, that will itself. And really, Rav David Soloveitchik over there, on that Gemara, says very close to Rav David Kronglass, but he just has a different marmuk. He says, it says in the Nefesh HaChayim that if a person starts Shaloi Lishma and he was ends up Ba Lishma, then it's Metaher Umikadish all the Shaloi Lishma and it all becomes Lishma. Why? Why? Yeah, why retroactive? What's the Vart? I believe this Vart of Rav Kronglass, because the Vart is leaked, it's coming out of there. If that's going to cause it, it's considered that. It's all the same thing, I think. So Memela, once we have that piece in the Gemara in Erechin, I believe that that is also the Pshat in the Gemara here. To answer the Netziv's Kasha. The Gemara says, Lo'oisehem, lo'oisim lo'nemar, ela lo'oisehem, lo'oisim lishma, v'loi lo'oisim shloi lishma, v'chol ho'oise shloi lishma, no'yach lo'i shloi nivra. Zoktaisus, what does it mean? He did it, lekanter. In fact, the Netziv and all the other guys, they're also shloi lishma. The Teretz says they aren't. That's the Teretz. If the guy does it to be Kali Kari Rebbe, he's called the Oysa Lishma. Because you see from Erechin that the Vard is that if you do it Shaloi Lishma, that is got a Teiras Lishma, because it leads to Lishma. If you do it Lekanter, it's not going to lead you to Lishma. So you're not a Lishma.
Does it only work when he actually got there, or
even just... So I cleared that, Taka. And the way that Rav David Kronglass is saying it, l'chol you see even if you didn't get there. Because of Ben Sirin, they kill him now. He didn't get there. So the way he's saying it was even if you didn't get there, l'chol. So Bekitzer, that I think that Mamash says good pshat in the Gemara. That those people are called Lishma. The Al-Menosha Shikoyer Rebbe, he's Lishma. We can call him a Lishma because he's going to get there. So now, Fricht, three Svarim, a pretty stark Akash, the Avi Ezri, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Sefer Matei Ephraim, not the famous Matei Ephraim, there's another Sefer Matei Ephraim on Hilchos Talmud Torah, and I thought I had another Sefer I found also. Oh, Marshah. Most famous, but he says the Teretz also. They blame Tzorichim. They say, Lefi this Toisvis. That Toisvis says that the only time we say Lo'ilam Yasek is LeKovid, for Kovid, but LeKanter, Noyach Shalei Nivra. Which one would you call Balak? I'd call him the biggest LeKanter. He did it to kill out Klal Yisrael. So, what's flying over here? How are you bringing Balak for a case of Loy Lam Yasek Matar Mitzvah Shaloi Lishma?
You're doing it for to punish them.
Oh, So meaning you're saying
he wanted a different result, but
Maisi
was doing it through
Rebbeinu Shleimer. Okay, so you're that's what the rule. There's a perush. I forgot what it's called on the Ruach Chaim, on Rav Chaim Volozhin, around the bottom. I forgot what it's called, and he says exactly what you said. He says the answer could be, but right now I'm giving Karbanos to Hashem, and that's not Lekanter. Okay, that's a good answer. Yeah, he wanted to have a kesher with Hashem, like that was the whole plan. So that's not called Lekater, even if that will lead to other things, but that's not called like learning that you're going to use the Torah Lekater. Okay, Marshal says a different teretz. The Marshal says that Balak was not trying to kill them out for the sake of that.
Right,
it says in the Chumash, he did it for self-defense, he was scared. And I have a nice smach to him. Because if you look in the Rashi and Tosis in the Gemara Nazir, when it says that Balak did it Shloi Lishma, the words are, he wanted Lekalel Es Yisrael Ulehinotzel Miyodam. That's what Rashi and Tosis say it, which fits very nicely to what the Marsha said. That it was so in Memela, it wasn't called Lekanter. Okay? Now, if you remember a different year, I said over Ashei Nezach, and you had a good caution, I have to say, over the teretz, that I never said. But I said over, it says, by the first 14 karbonis, Vayal Balak Ubilam. They did it together, the first time. Second time it says Vayal, and the third time Vayal. So Ramban has a shyly, he's not sure. He says, for sure it wasn't both, because it just says Vayal. But he's not sure who it was. Maybe it was just Balak, maybe it was just Bilam. Oh, yeah, you mean from this one, because that's 42,
right.
So L'Chaira, L'Chaira would all be Balak. L'Chaira here. Right, that's his deal. That's my Ramban. By the first one, it says Beferish, Vayal, Balak, Ubilam. It says Beferish, Balak and Bilam. But by the other ones, it just says Vayal, plain, so he says one. So he says different Svaris there. Why maybe it was only Bilam, maybe why it was only Balak. He says, maybe it was only Bilam, because Bilam started being choshed Balak, then he's making pigle on the karbonis, so he wouldn't let Balak get involved. He said, I'm doing it myself. He has a few svaras there. So according to this Marsha, I have a pshat also what happened. Because Rashi says over there that Balak said Ara, which is a small curse. And then Balak goes and says Kava. I mean, Bilam. Bilam says Kava. So Rashi says he really wanted to like kill them out. Okay. So now turns out like this: that Balak was Taka doing it for self defense. So he just said curse them a little and keep them off. Bilam really hated them. He wanted to wipe them off. Okay. So now Balak does it with Bilam together, right? Then gets up there, Bilam, yeah, zok there beferish, lecha kavaliyak, right? So Bilam, aha, so he really hates them. So his kabbarnas are lekanter. Oh, no, that doesn't work. They get him out of here. So the next ones, he did alone. I'm doing it. My kabbarnas work, not yours. Yeah, that was the shot that I said.
He wants his money back.
But Bilam, so you asked like Shaila though, that it says, Taka, right, the first time when Balak sends messengers, he writes Ara, he says Ara. When he sends the second time messengers, he switches to Kava. So, L'chaira, why are we blaming the Kava only on Bilam? Balak Alain said Kava. So my teretz was, Alpi the Tzeda L'Derech. Tzeda L'Derech is from the Be'er Sheva on the page. He says, what taka made Bilam change the word? Balak change the request. What taka changed? Why? So he says the pshat was like this. Bilam wanted Ara. Bilam really wanted Ara. So the first time he tried it out, Ara. So, Balak. I'm saying the wrong name. Balak requested Ara the first time. Bilam sent him home? No. So Bilam is Balak is thinking, now what am I going to do the next time? He's going to again start handling with them. No, no, no. So I better leave myself a pischan peh. So the second time he said them, he said, go say cover. Then what handle them whole thing cover, no, cover. Finally, when he says no, tell him, okay, no, Abar Ara. So yeah, Chach Ara. That was the plan of how Balak thought he could get the Ara in. So Oibazoi, then it's Miushev. Then the pshat was he wanted Ara. That was really what he wanted. The whole cover the second time was a shtick, you know, because he, that way he could have a bigger, you know, back and forth.
But doesn't he say the covenant of Lemisham later also?
Well, Balak says that.
Yeah, doesn't he say
it? Iti El Mokum Acher, Ula Yishar, the covenant of Lemisham.
Which is much later.
I hear.
There.
Well, maybe, I'm just thinking, maybe the answer was all the time. He sees what Bilam's doing, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You know, okay, this man wants cover. So. You know, that's what the he wasn't such a crazy tzaddik. You know, if the guy only wants to cover, no, sure, cover. Yeah, no, I'm saying maybe, yeah.
Right.
Okay, Al Kaponim. That's the teretz for the Marsha, and we have another teretz that you said that another parish also says that. Now there's not noch akasha. It says. In Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in Ruach Chaim, that the only heter of this Gemara, Lo Olam Yasik Adam B'Torah Mitzvah Shloi Lishma, Kedei, he asked like a kasha. It says here, Lo Olam Yasik B'Torah Mitzvah Shloi Lishma, Shemitah Shloi Lishma, Bo Lishma, it says, Mefurish in Pirkei Avos, Negid Shema, that if you want your name to become all famous, Avad Shmei, he'll be destroyed. I thought it's a good tzach. And for the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, it's only a good tzach if your kavone is that I want to use this to get to the lishma. That I want to get there. You know, I'm holding by shalishma, but I'm. Yeah, and he gives a whole famous mushal. He says that let's say the king says, go up to the second floor. So if a guy, what is he going to do? Be on the second floor, jump it, you can't get there. So you have to go up a ladder. Is the king going to be angry at you? Avad, he's not going to be angry at you. How do you expect you to get up? So the same thing. If a guy does shalei lishma, the Rosh won't be angry. That's the way how you get to lishma. It takes a whole mahalach. But if the guy stands on the ladder, he doesn't move, and he stands on the first step, the king can get all angry at him. What are you doing? So he says the same thing. You're, the heter of doing shalei lishma is to kavana lishma. But if your kavana is negid shema, your final destination is negid shema, then it's avad shemei. That's what he says. And that yesod shteit oichit in the malas ha-toira, the brother of the goin, and he says it over, I think he says over this in the name of the goin. That's what I have written down here on the paper. I don't remember clearly, but that he says it in the name of the goin. And also in the flaw in his akdama, to have flaw in Ksubis, has a big long akdama there. In Ois Yates, he says this Yisai. So,
how do you differentiate between covenant
and Ketshavei? No, we're not differentiating. They're the same. They're the same thing.
Well, you said before that for covenant
it's mutter. So it comes along the Ruach Chaim with a new Tanai. Covet is only mutter if the pshat is that I'm trying to get myself into learning that one day I should mirtzeshem be a lishmayi. But in the Mokavim in the meantime, right now you're not holding, right? He like he needs a little push, right? The pshat is he feels like, you know, if I get a little cover, it'll get me to learn starker. So, you know, then I'll grow out of it, then I'm Yitzhak Shem, I'll get to the real thing. But if the pshat is the whole tachlis is covered, then it's no good. Yeah? I just say over to you, interessant zach that I think my father said over from... What's his name again? Rabbi Aaron Kreiser. I don't know if people know he was a Choshev Yid. He learned in the Mir. He was layered in Lakewood. He was a Rebbe in YU for a long time. So my father once asked him, how did it come that you had these like big Einish kep and they mamash became terrible people like in Europe in these yeshivas. You had a few of them. They became to really bad, all kinds of things. Like, what's that? And they came out Michal Shabbos and stuff. And like, you don't have that nowadays anymore. So he says, I'll explain to you. He says, you don't know these kind of people. He says, these people, they were mamish looking for covet. They wanted to be like big time names. And they learned because that was the eighth, so how to get a big name. He said, you don't have people like that anymore. There's not enough big name out of it to do it for that. People now, yeah, they will covet. I've heard there's plenty of people that want covet. But they're mainly doing it like they want to learn, you know. So I've heard it, learn. A bit of covet or more covet. These people, he says, they wanted covet. And when they didn't get the job or whatever, it's in date. So they'll be Michal Shabbos for covet. That's like a little bit, I hear, I don't know, maybe the Rav Chaim Lozhin is saying that for others. If a guy, his destination is covet, ich will negit shma, I want to have covet, that's it. All right, I'll learn to get some covet. Then, avad shemei. If the pshat is, the guy wants to learn, halavai, mirz Hashem, I'll become even a higher madriga, I'll learn lishma, that's the best. Like, that would be the l'chatchila for me, then it's good. So Frecht Rav Huttner in his Sefer on Shavuos, in Pachad Yitzchak on Shavuos, and Vozok min Vegin Balak. Balak was trying to get to Lishma. Balak was. So he says, Tzorichi in Gadol, on all these, on Aflor, Chaim Lozhiner, Vilna Goin, how can you say that the only heter of Loilam Yasek is only if you're doing it for a destination. So I saw a very Shane Teretz from the Sefer. There's a Sefer called Avoda Brura. They make on a lot of Mesechtes.
Yes.
So you've seen it? It's green. Yeah.
Right.
So he says a very nice Teretz, Rav Huttner's Kasha. He says that Teretz is Azoy. There's Tzvei Zachen over here. There's if you should do it, or it's usher to do it. So the Rav Lashner said, if you're doing it, that you should get the lishma, that's mutter, and Hashem wants you to do that. Lo ilam yasik. If you're trying to just get covered, and you're stopping there, that's usher to do. Then there's a nachazach, if it's going to work, that it's going to get to lishma. Work, it will work. Maybe it will be in your grandson and your great-grandson, like by Balak, he never got anywhere himself. But it's going to produce some kind of lishma down the road. So the Gemara is saying, Tzvei Zachen, the Gemara is saying, do it. So the Gemara, Avada though, Zoktav Chaim Lozhin, you have no heter to go, and that's a wrong thing. You're not allowed to go ahead and just have in mind you're going to just do it lishma. That's a shlecht zach. You're supposed to have in mind that you're going to serve Hashem lishma one day. So the pshat is, if you do it not, Hashem can give a person patch, Avad Shemei. But legabe, if it will work, yeah, it will taka work. Even if you do it be'isser, if you do a mitzvah, even if you do it shalai lishma, and it was also how you did it, it's going to come out lishma from it. So the mail of the Gemara brings a ray from Balak. As they are shein echilik between the isser and his in hoirius. The Gemara in hoirius. Okay, so b'kitzer, we came out with a yesoi that the good shalai lishma is even called lishma. That's that yesod. And lekanter is bad. Balak wasn't lekanter for two reasons. You could either say because he was really bringing korbanos, or you could say because it was self-defense. Maybe that's why he wanted to bring the korbanos. And legabe, the din that you have to have in mind lishma, taka, it's also do it otherwise, but it will still work anyway.
Okay. I texted him. I didn't hear back.
Well, how he's doing?
Yeah, I assume he's okay.
They want you walking.
I think he's only staying one night in the hospital. He was hoping.
You know this.